What is up, guys? Welcome to the See You Next Tuesday podcast. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Shay. And this is our first episode.
It is. We're really doing it.
Thank you guys for coming and at least giving us a try. I promise we won't. We will not disappoint. Okay. I'm super excited. We have literally put so much freaking work into this. I feel like this is our passion project, really.
This is our child.
Yes, our baby. Mm-hmm. And we're in love.
Please don't insult her.
Yeah.
Please. I will cry myself to sleep for the next month.
My ego is on the line right now.
You're literally. So, anyway. I really put myself out there.
I am. So first I want to just say, like, I am so grateful that you're here. I'm super excited because I feel like this podcast is going to be more, like, in depth of, like, who I am, because I don't put literally anything about my life on social media. So I'm excited to kind of get you guys get to know me a little bit better and we can chat.
I'm excited too.
Yeah, she put so much work into this.
She's kind of cool.
Yeah, we had so much fun. We're having so much fun just like even starting this that were like, oh, I forgot we actually need to record.
we almost forgot we were starting a podcast.
Yeah, because we got so into like the graphics and the vibe of our Instagram.
The photo shoot, the launch party.
Oh, speaking of the launch party. That was so much fun. So we had a launch party. When was it? The last Saturday?
Oh my God, what is it this past weekend?
It feels like 80 years ago.
Oh, no, it wasn't this past weekend.
The weekend before.
I don't know when it was, if I'm being honest.
I blacked out.
So did I.
We were not sober. Drunk. We were sober by the end of it, and we were both like
sweating.
Anxious.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, our party was at the pool club at the Virgin Hotels in Nashville. Oh my God, it was so beautiful.
Truly.
It
matched our vibe perfectly, too.
Perfectly. And oh my God, can we talk about that sunset?
I don't know.
It's literally, we had it on the sunset terrace. I don't know. The universe was just like, ready
sunset.
For us.
Here you go.
Here you go. The most beautiful, beautiful freaking venue ever.
It felt almost fake, if you will.
I know. I got there and I was like, oh my God, this looks incredible.
I said, oh, this is better than I thought.
Way better than I thought. Anyways, we definitely need to go to the Virgin Nashville more often.
We do.
Yeah.
We don't go that often, which I don't know why, because it's truly beautiful.
But lately we've been just like hanging out here.
Yeah, we've actually just been doing this.
Yeah, that's been our nights.
Like, so when people are out at bars, we're just actually right here.
Yeah.
We actually looked like this.
Yeah. We like to sit here and just chat.
And have conversations.
Like, we put on the headphones, we don't even record, and we're just like, what's up?
We're just like, so.
So, okay, let's move on. So if you didn't already see our trailer, okay, we had a little blurb there of like mm-hmm. what we're going to be talking about. And it's kind of the gist of it is like movies, TV shows. Not like we're critics, but no. We like to debrief.
We do not claim to be critics. Mm-mm. So don't come for us if we don't like a movie
that's like supposed to be so beautifully artistic. Yeah, sometimes like, I just miss it.
Yeah, because I have a movie in my mind that a lot of people loved.
Yep. Ooh, say it.
But I didn't like.
Tell me.
It's Oppenheimer.
Okay.
I mean, I can appreciate like, the whole, I mean, yeah. I can appreciate Cillian Murphy all day, every day.
Are you a Peaky? Of course
yes,
you are.
I love him.
You were a Peaky Blinder for Halloween.
I was a Peaky
2 years
Blinder.
Ago. Yep. So on point.
But yeah, no, I found myself truly in the theater. Falling asleep.
I didn't go to that one in the theater, and I'm so happy I didn't because I watched it on my couch and I had to take some breaks.
Yeah,
I was like,
you gotta take
bless.
Breaks in that movie.
But like Jackson, my boyfriend, he appreciated it. You
oh
know,
yeah, I can
history.
Appreciate a good. Also, I'm not a history buff whatsoever, so like,
I'm not a buff in anything.
Well, movies,
yeah, not really. I'm just like, that was really good.
That was fun. I mean, yeah, like we said,
yeah.
Circling back, we are not film critics, TV critics, whatever it may be. We don't claim to be. We just
know. And we like to know the tea.
Yeah, the tea.
Like, oh, there's so much like behind the scenes that I'm like, ooh, Channing Tatum did that and mm-hmm. Zoe did that, you know, things like that. So that's kind of what we're going to be about. And I hope you like it. If you don't, go on. Go on with yourself. Anyways, what is our watch of the week? We saw two movies this week.
Two movies.
Yeah, we did.
I can't believe we fit those in.
Oh my God. Blink twice.
I was going to say, speaking of Channing Tatum.
Speaking of Channing Tatum, and that's where my mind was going with that, I highly, highly enjoyed Blink Twice.
Highly recommend. Like when we saw that movie, I went home and was like, wow. Yeah. Also, like, didn't think Magic Mike – could be in that kind of character.
That? Okay. So Blink Twice, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think my favorite part was when, also spoiler alert, if you haven't seen this movie, we're gonna give you a little spoiler alert. We're gonna give spoils.
Don't want to hear this.
Go ahead and skip. Anyway, my favorite part of that was definitely when the girls were chasing the guys and they were all like so scared. I was like, that is like woman's rage right there.
Okay, wait. Also, when we were watching the movie, I was like, this movie's low-key kind of hilarious.
No, it's so funny.
I mean, it's so dark.
Yeah.
But kind of hilarious.
We were giggling. We were literally like, for a third of the movie, we were like, like giggling, laughing, like, oh, that's so fun. Like, I wish I was on an island with a bunch of billionaires, you know, just like doing nothing, getting all the meals.
Literally. Yeah. Also, it killed me. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but like, well, I do know why. When she's just fat blonde, fat blonde. It was like,
oh my God, the acting in that too, like they had to like put on a face. Like the way that they looked so scared and so nervous, but like had it together when they were around. I was like, dude, that's like some creep, but you could see the fear in their eyes.
And that also, not to be that person, but like, how many times have you done that?
No, so many. Where you're like,
that's why it was so relatable. I can think of a time that we both did it very recently, actually. And I'm like, oh my God, like I know that face where you're just like so incredibly uncomfortable and maybe even a little scared. And you're just like this.
And you have to nicely be like, because you're in fear for your fucking life. I feel like so many women have been in that position where you literally have to be like so nice to get out of danger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to get out of it.
I mean, that was like,
that's kind of the whole point of the movie.
That's the whole point. Of course, like the underlying meaning was that. And I feel like they depicted it so beautifully.
Yeah. And I love that it wasn't like, I mean, look, it's like, it's not kind of, it's a dark movie and it's serious, but like, I love that they added like almost a comedic relief in it. Cause I was like,
it was needed.
Wait, I'm like kind of laughing now, but like, this is dark. I'm like kind of confused, but I'm loving it. I will say, have you ever seen the show Swarm?
No.
Okay. It's on, I believe, Amazon Prime, very loosely, maybe not loosely, based off of like Beyonce's like fan.
Oh.
People, crazy show. I would recommend, but I also would say no show has ever made me so mad and annoyed, because the main character is like truly just like that annoying, like obsessive fan. And
scary.
But it's good. But my point of bringing that up is like in the beginning of this movie, I felt like the same thing, because I was like, she's literally like watching videos of him. And I was like, oh, this girl is obsessed with Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's like wanting
Beyonce?
No, well, yes, but but like the show Swarm was reminding me, or Blink Twice was reminding me of Swarm,
because she was obsessed with the billionaire
with
guy.
Channing Tatum. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is really weird, like kind of creepy.
Also, the twist in that movie at the end where she'd been there before, didn't even know, like
that's actually insane. That, and then I was like, she wasn't crazy. She just was like, why do I recognize this guy?
And you know what I liked about the ending of that was like her happy ending. She got back at
she
him
said,
tenfold. Like,
oh, I'm actually going to take your empire
that you have, and you're not even going to remember it.
You're just going to keep forgetting, keep hitting that little vape, sir.
Yeah. You know what though? I feel like Channing Tatum, I knew something was off about his look and I could not like put my finger on it. And then when we left, I was talking to Sophia, who went to the movies with us, and I was like, what was off about him? Like, how did they make him look so villainized? Because it's Channing Tatum. Like, we all just know him as like Step Up and like
know and love him.
Yeah, we know and love him. He's never been like the evil guy, and I couldn't ever imagine him as the evil guy until I saw the movie. And you know what it was? They put veneer caps on his teeth.
I heard the back end of this conversation and I was like, wait, what?
And it made him look like the douchiest, worst billionaire there ever was. And I was like, what is it? Like, what is it about his look, like his face? I'm like, what? And it was the teeth. They put little caps on to
I did
make
not
him look like crazy.
I did not notice this. Maybe I subconsciously noticed it, but like, I wasn't aware of it until you guys said it. And I was like, wow.
Yeah. I highly enjoyed that movie though.
So did I. Honestly.
Ooh, should we rate our movies?
Well, yes.
Okay. Okay, go.
I got some.
Ooh.
I took some notes.
Thank God.
Call me a nerd.
Because I don't.
I'm literally like, Shay's like this watching the movie. And I'm over here like.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, later I go to bed and I'm literally like, so why this? Why that? So I got some crazy things I kind of found
out.
Wait,
shut up. Tell me.
Well,
ooh, tell me.
First of all, it took her 7 years to write this.
Holy mother.
I don't know. Like, 7 years?
See, this is the thing, though, of why I hate not, like, diving so deep into it like a movie critic would, because I'm like, I really loved it. And I'm like, that's, like, been her past seven years.
That's been her life.
Yeah.
Like, living, breathing, sleeping this movie, which is a little concerning. not gonna lie.
Wonder what dark places she had to go to make this happen.
I think Channing Tatum was on some late night. I want to say Jimmy Fallon, but I'm not positive. And he was asking Channing about, like, Channing, first name basis.
Mr. Tatum.
About, like, Zoe Kravitz writing this movie and the whole thing. And he was like, yeah, it's just, like, it's an amazing movie. Like, it was written so well. I was so proud of her and all this stuff. And he was like, and then I realized I shouldn't make her mad.
No. And see, that's what I was talking about with the woman's rage. I was like, we will slaughter you.
Slaughter you.
we have that animal in us.
Yeah. And she shows it.
Yeah.
But so it took her 7 years to write this.
Yeah.
First movie as a director.
Mm-hmm. Amazing first movie.
Yeah. I mean, like, she crushed it.
I highly, highly enjoyed that
movie. I know. We can't say it enough. I know. Honestly.
And there was, like, that trigger warning, but I feel like there wasn't as much as I thought there would be. Like, I heard before we saw it,
mm-hmm.
trigger warning, like, there's going to be, like, something going on. If you've seen it, you know. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't, you know, first of all, as bad or as graphic as I thought it would be. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I've seen a lot worse, unfortunately. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I have seen Game of Thrones. Like, we've seen the worst of it. Yeah. Like, we know how bad it can get. And so I'm like, I appreciate how she did it, because it's like, it hinted at it to where we all almost knew what was going on.
You could, you know,
yes,
infer what was going on.
Right.
The whole, what did I write? I wrote, the whole thing of this movie is forgetting as a gift.
Ooh, I forgot about that whole fucking meaning. I'm like, women's rage.
I know.
But really it was about, like,
forgetting as a gift. And I was like, that's honestly kind of crazy. I've never actually really thought about that as a thing.
Well, I hate to get like deep, but we're going to get a little deep. Okay. Because I feel like in my childhood, like, I'll even talk to my sisters about it, where they will say things about, like, maybe something bad that happened when I was a kid or something. And I'm like, what? When did that happen? She
totally blacked it out.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I write it off as like, oh, I was too young, because I'm the youngest of three, you know, four sisters. So I'm the youngest. I have three older sisters. Yeah. And they always say these things. And I'm like, dude, I blacked out until I was seven.
I don't remember any of that.
No, seriously.
I mean, like, yeah, like, low-key, is that a good thing or is it a bad thing? But again,
forgetting's a gift. I'm like,
I know.
You know?
I'm happy.
I'm like, oh, I love when we made those home videos, Pepe. And she's like, bitch, we were in our midst of our trauma. I
said, okay. What are you talking about? What I wrote, initially I was thinking, I think this was after my research. Initially, mm-hmm. I was thinking, hell yeah, girl power. But then realized, was Sarah actually at the end, or did Frida leave her there to die to get the power that she believes she deserves? And, like, at the end, when that the other girl is with her, mm-hmm. is it just like a figment of imagination? Because at the end, when they go, when she has mm-hmm. all the power and everything, mm-hmm. and they're at the gala,
mm-hmm.
the gala, she's not there with her. And you would think that she would be there.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, at least she had a great ending, you know, like, she took her power back. But then I was thinking, like, what happened to her? Because she was my favorite character.
I loved her.
Yeah, I loved her.
Yeah.
And I even forgot her name, so I know exactly what you're talking about. But I loved her, Sarah. And I was hoping that it would be almost like they both did it together. I don't know. That's just the, like,
I same. That's why I was like, oh, yeah, they got out of this. And then
I'm,
I was like,
I'm imagining her being COO.
Yeah, she's there with her. She just wasn't at the gala. Yeah.
Or she's on her Amazon TV show that they rebooted.
Yes.
That was my happy ending for her.
Yeah, her, what was it, like,
yeah,
Tough Girls in the Wild or something.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what? That makes me think. I was thinking in that, I was like, oh, I need to go to a self-defense class. Oh. That girl was...
She knew what to do.
She knew exactly what to do. And, like, that made me want to do a self-defense class.
I mean, so truly.
I mean, needed.
Clearly.
We live in the city.
True.
Mm-hmm.
this was interesting, but I think you can kind of tell, like, mm-hmm. red is the main color in the movie, whereas blue was used as the warning color to, like, subliminally tell the audience that something was off. Mm. So, like, when she woke up in the morning, her room was blue, and she was always, like, confused. Like, the walls were blue, or the bathroom was blue.
See, this is why you're, like, the other part of my brain that isn't I've that been missing.
Creep. Like, I yeah. was, like, I... Totally but right over my head.
Again, things that we don't think about, like 7 years of work, like these are the little things that we didn't recognize, but felt.
Zoe's really appreciating my work right now.
Zoe, this one's for you.
This one is for you, Zoe. Don't worry, I Googled. But yeah, her room and then mm-hmm. the face mask was blue too when she starts like being like, where's my friend when on that spa day?
Oh, yeah.
Face mask is blue yeah. And everything's going wrong. And mm-hmm. that's when they have that, they realize Ooh. Everything's going wrong. So it's like kind of crazy.
Yeah.
This was kind of interesting, which low key ties into our next movie.
Oh.
But Zoe Kravitz said that Gina is the like assistant to Channing Tatum, the older lady.
Yes.
Who actually was in OG Beetlejuice.
No way.
Yeah. She is like one of the main characters.
Ooh,
isn't that crazy? Yeah. I was like watching it and I was like, why do I recognize this lady? She's an OG.
What character did you play?
She's the wife of the husband in the OG.
She's the wife of the husband.
I did just say that.
She's the wife of the husband. No, I got it.
The Alani hit.
The Alani's hitting so hard. Alani's bots are us. Alani!
So they're like we love you. A screamo singer.
Alani!
So she's the wife of the husband.
So you not know what I'm talking about? You know,
did you watch the OG Beetlejuice?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think you did.
Unfortunately.
But she's the wife of the
No, it all adds up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The couple that dies in the house.
Yes.
Anyways, I digress on that.
We digress.
But her whole character is a metaphor for the older generation, like our parents and stuff like that.
Oh my God.
Of women that didn't have a voice. So killing Gina, aka Beetlejuice Lady,
mm-hmm.
basically is saying we don't have to think this way anymore and suppress these things that are happening. Like we have a voice and we can talk about it.
Mm.
I was like, because I was like, oh my God, they really just.
No, they did. And they did. So I'm confused though, because killed off that generation, like, oh, they're killing that mindset.
The mindset.
Is what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. And then it's like, no, we're going to stand up for ourselves. Like we're.
Yeah.
But she was the one that was like, I didn't want to forget or I wanted to forget.
Yeah. Cause she's saying like the older generation was like, felt like they never could have a voice. And so they just never wanted to speak about it.
They never wanted to speak about it. They always wanted to write it off and push it under
the rug
and forget about it.
And then Frida was like, no, we should talk about this.
That's so
So
true.
She was like, try to save you.
Yeah. We just like, ooh, so and that hit.
I was like, that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, great movie.
Great movie. We've been going on about this movie.
I know.
We really enjoyed it. And I'm glad we backtracked and went to that movie because I was like, I forgot how much I loved it.
I know. I could watch it again.
And we left and we were like, me and Shannon were literally like, I want to debrief so bad, but we have to do it on the pod.
Literally. And here we are debriefing about
it.
And
here we are.
And that's why we're talking about it so much, because we loved it and it was great.
Have you seen that TikTok clip?
Maddie, you have to try this crab.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, just one bite. It's so delicious.
God damn it. That's better than what I ordered.
You see? I knew you'd like it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk about it later. I wish we were in the car right now.
That's kind of what it is. That's what it is. Like, oh, I can't wait to talk about it on the pod.
The way we're like on the edge of our seat and we're like walking to our cars
literally
in the dark and we're like, oh, what'd you do today?
Did you work out?
Yeah. Yeah. How was your workout?
Yeah. No, exactly.
But crazy though that the lady in Beetlejuice was in that movie.
And that is our second watch of the week. Let's go ahead and roll into Beetlejuice.
Before we do that,
oh,
I recommend seeing Blink Twice in the theaters. It was that good.
And just the scene, everything.
The colors.
You know what I was thinking about with the colors? The colors were literally our podcast colors.
Our podcast colors. Sophia, our friend that came with us, she literally, I mean, you have to see the movie if you haven't. The beginning scene is like a gala and It's very culty looking.
Very creepy.
White and like red table drapes, so the whole room is white.
Well, and then they get to the island and it's white, cream, then blue. And I'm like, oh my God. Shout out, see you next Tuesday.
I'm like, wow, they really based this movie off our podcast.
Oh, so we're the inspo.
Yeah. So crazy though that I already said this.
I know, but this is going to roll us into the next movie because the next movie that we watched was Beetlejuice, which I did not realize. I was
Beetlejuice
so in the beginning, it was like Beetlejuice and then it doom, Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. And I did not fucking realize that it's Beetlejuice 2. Like, see, I don't have a brain.
I said that like 2 days later and he went, wait, it's literally Beetlejuice?
Yeah, Beetlejuice. If you haven't seen it, I feel like this is one. So we talked about this earlier too, which we shouldn't have because we were we're saving it for the pod. We're gonna reevaluate that conversation because I felt at first I was like, it was really good, but I like to see like, I don't know, I like to see more cinematic artistic movies in the theater where I'm like, I don't know. But this one where I was like, at first, I don't know if I would see it in the theater. Like I would kind of wait until you got home and it's like a, you know, eat cookies at home, watch kind of movie. But it is a classic movie. And that's why I took my words back and I said, actually, you need to see this in the theater because this is inevitably going to be a classic film.
Yeah. And I, when we were talking about this, I grew up loving this movie.
Yeah.
Like absolutely love this movie. I don't know what that says about me.
It says you're an old bitch.
Yeah, that's exactly what it says, actually.
You're like 1 year older than me.
Yeah,
like,
I am.
I did not grow up on that. I mean, my sisters did, but I was like still into Barbie.
Yeah. Well, I was weird, I guess. I mean, I liked Barbie.
You were quirky and different, Shannon. You liked the quirky different movies. Quirky.
I liked Beetlejuice.
No, I was watching Swan Lake till I was 13, bitch. Like, I was in it deep.
And if that doesn't say anything about the two.
No, I'm like,
she's like, I love Swan Lake. And I was like, I liked Beetlejuice.
Yeah. No, we were in different times, different rhymes for different times.
Yeah, I was a big, yeah, that works. I was a big, like, Tim Burton fan. Which again, like I loved Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, and see, I got into that phase a little later in life where I was like in my Monster House phase. In
yeah,
my
like
Edward
just those
Scissorhands, like the freaking Corpse
movies.
Bride. I literally dove into that for like a year straight and it was the best year of
They're
my
just
life.
Such fun movies.
Yeah.
But so I grew up on Beetlejuice and I was like, wow, I'm so excited for Beetlejuice to come out because I just loved Beetlejuice. Don't
Beetlejuice,
appear.
Beetlejuice.
I know. I was like, pause. Let me
pause. Different sentence.
Not say Beetlejuice.
Honestly, though, like I'd be okay if he came like right now because.
Well, so that's my tea.
Yeah.
Is that I like kind of loved him in the second one.
I did not see. I've seen the first one, but I don't remember. And so for this one, I'm like, has he always been this cute? Like, my God, Beetlejuice, you're
Like
you're kind of quirky cute in this.
Yeah.
I dig the vibe. He's like funny. He's like saving the daughter.
Yeah. He's like saving the day. Like that's the difference. Like, cause the first movie, he's just like kind of this annoying little beetle, if you will. I was gonna say cockroach.
Ooh.
He's just like annoying. I mean, in a funny way, of course, but like, you're just like, oh, he's the villain.
Yes.
In this movie, he's like not the villain.
Yeah.
So you're just like, wait, I kind of love him.
I kind of
he's
love kind him.
Of funny and still like that jerk,
see,
but like you like him.
Was I was like, oh, okay, so what's her name?
Lydia. The character's
Lydia.
Name?
Yes, I thought, okay, so she had her shitty fiance in the beginning and I was like, okay, he sucks. Like, let's boot him out and let's actually marry Beetlejuice. That's where I thought that was going to end.
I was on board with it. I was like, marry him.
No, I was like, I know he's going to show up to this wedding and be like, hey, y'all, and then take the place kind of like a Mamma Mia situation where they switch.
This is definitely not Mamma Mia.
So far from Mamma Mia. But I'm like, the situation where they don't get married and then the other couple gets married.
Yeah.
But I was really like, oh, he's going to show up, save the day, and like get his ex-wife and then marry.
Yeah.
Lydia. That's what I was hoping for, at least. Didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. When I did my research after the movie, me and, okay, back up. Me
we
and
digress.
Shay walked out of that theater being like, that was so fun. We loved it. Cause it was, it's such a fun movie. Like you cannot deny that.
I was giggling and kicking my feet the whole movie.
We left the movie theater being like so giggly. It was so like just fun, like visually, like things are just always happening. Mm-hmm. So you're just not really ever getting bored.
Yeah.
But when I started like looking up things after, people were saying their one flaw in that movie was that there were too many storylines, which thinking about it now, there were so many storylines.
And
there was one that was amazing that he just should have hammered that
which one
in. The boyfriend.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Yes, all spoil.
No, that all wasn't. I feel like a lot of stuff we talked about wasn't really spoiler.
Okay, we're going to spoil now. So the boyfriend, 100%, they like made that at such a quick thing.
I was like, wait, this is so interesting.
They could have made the love scenes though way longer. And then at the end, it would have been like hit after hit after hit of like, oh my God, twists and turns, you know?
I could have really like fell more in love with him. I was so excited because I was like, oh my God, a little young love action. And I did have a little inkling though that he was a ghost.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't at all. I was thinking like this sad little kid going through so much
trauma.
I'm gullible though. Yeah. Like I'm the most gullible. I'll be like, and it was right in front of my face.
I think though that has to do with like I literally watched the first movie again like 2 days before we went to go see it or the day before. I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
But I think that has to do with it because one, when he walked in the house and he was like, oh my, like my parents, like there's my mom and they don't show her face. And then there's my dad. They don't show his face. I was kind of like, interesting, weird. But I kind of like wrote that off. It wasn't until it was the book for the recently deceased.
Oh.
And he was like, oh, I got that at like something.
Was that in the first movie?
In the original movie, tell you like when you die, everyone receives this book. So when I saw that, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And it kind of clicked, but I still was like a little bit in denial. I was like, maybe he did.
Maybe he didn't. But I really liked that whole scene. But like them and like going to for Halloween, I was like putting myself in her shoes. I was like, oh my God.
I know. And then he kicked. He's like, no, I actually don't want to hand out candy. That was my excuse. And then he kissed her.
I know.
But then I leaned over to Shane and said, all men are the same.
They're all the same. They all want something from you.
That little manipulative little jerk.
Crazy murderer.
God,
insane.
Soul taker.
Right.
Soul train taker.
But then they didn't really touch much on the dad either. Like they saw him and it was like, oh, thank you for saving us and then move on. Like that could have been
that made me so sad.
I know that was an entire, also, why did they have to have the fish suckling on him? I'm kind of glad they made that scene short because that was driving me crazy. We were like,
were literally like sitting there like in a circle and he's like going to hug them and they're like,
I was like, peel him off or something.
All I hear is these fish.
Dude,
flapping.
I wanted to leave the theater. I was like, thank God they made that a little bit short because I could not stand the fish flapping around being disgusting, which I knew that this was going to be a little like gruesome, gory, but that drove me absolutely bonkers.
So to that point though, I was so excited because obviously the first movie was made in like the 90s, I believe.
88.
Who did her research?
Not me. Just kidding. I just looked up the.
She said, when was the first one made?
I was trying to find it on like one of the streaming platforms and I just happened to see it.
Yeah.
In the 80s?
Okay.
Crazy.
So to that point, obviously the like horror or like what do you want to call it? The effects, the special effects were not up to, you know, this day of age. But. So I was so excited to see the new one because I was like, okay, wow, it's going to be like CGI is going to be amazing. Effects are going to be amazing, which they were. But love that they still took this like cheesy route. And I was like, wait, I kind of love this. You know what grossed me out though?
What?
Like the first kind of like gruesome scene. Which one of you do you want to spill your guts first? Neither of you? I will. And just all of his guts came out.
Oh my God.
And I went.
That one sent me.
I went, oh, okay. And then immediately after that, I'm gonna put my baby in you. And then she blows up pregnant. And then the little baby Beetlejuice thing was gross.
That was twice that they did the baby Beetlejuice.
I hated it.
Freaked me out. Because I was like, oh my God. Well, first of all, the last one, I was like, actually picturing the daughter being
same
like living her life and then Beetlejuice comes out and I'm like like that's so I was not expecting that
same.
Not even a little bit
same.
And
I hated
freaks me out and he's like climbing up the walls. I'm like, my God,
I hate that.
Relax on baby.
That little baby thing was disgusting to me. terrifying too.
Well, also being a mom, I'm like, I was just like so resonating with that scene. I was like, oh my God.
Wow, she's giving birth. This is such a monumental moment. And then it's like,
yeah. And I was like,
this
oh
thing
my.
Comes out, it's crawling on the you walls.
Know what? I kind of feel that though. She goes, Rome.
That's exactly what giving birth is like.
No, actually. Also, it was freaking me out because the mom was literally right in front of the girls, like, giving birth spread legs. I was also, like, can you move to the side or something? Yeah. Nobody wants you to see that.
Also, like, why is there a window to the pregnancy, her giving? I was
the
like,
most massive window there ever was. I was like, I would actually, like, I would rather give birth in my car.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's a full-blown show. People just walking by.
They're like, another
baby. What a beautiful thing.
Great. No, I actually was so insecure giving birth because I was like, I made Jackson sit at my head. He was so mad at me because I was like, you are not looking down there, sir.
I mean, fair enough.
I didn't want him to, but also for other reasons. Which I will not disclose on this fucking podcast.
It's tough. Beetlejuice.
It's tough moving on from that.
Yeah. I mean, I would see it in the theater.
Yeah.
If you like Beetlejuice, I would see it in the theaters. But like I told my parents, I mean, they're not like Beetlejuice fiends or anything. And also I just like know them very well where I was like, don't go see it in theaters. Don't even buy it. Just rent it.
Don't like, spend the $20.
That's
like,
absurd.
If you're not going to see it in the theaters, then just wait.
Just keep
because
it waiting.
It's just, have a fun little cutesy Halloween night. I'm sure it'll be, probably not actually.
Yeah, get that freaking book out of here.
But I would say just wait till it's out because it's good, but I don't know. Like, it's like one of those monumental things where like, if you see it in the theater, hell yeah. Like you can say in 30 years, I saw it in the theater.
Because like, imagine seeing... This is a dumb question.
You weren't even, were you even asking a question?
I was going to ask it.
Say it. Say it, Shannon.
I'm actually going to make it a statement.
Okay.
There were movie theaters in the 80s.
The statement is there were. I feel like
my dumbass was like, were there movie theaters in the 80s? 88 specifically?
There were movie theaters in like the 20s.
I backtracked that right when I was like, I'm about to ask a dumb question.
We're going on year 100.
They said, no, there were for sure movie theaters in the 80s and Beetlejuice was in one of them. Yes.
Well, here's my thing. Again, with the gullible thing, I'm like, I take so much of my facts from like movie scenes. So I'm like, of course they, you know, there were only drive-ins, of course.
Yeah, they must have. There must have been only drive-in. There were only drive-ins.
100%. That's what I believe. That's what I feel in my guts.
Yeah. So Beetlejuice was in a drive-in.
I don't know why. I would feel that in my guts. I would actually try and feel that in my soul.
Spill them.
Or my heart or my brain. I don't want to feel that in my guts.
I don't want you to either.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I will say.
We're going to pour another glass of jump in.
For sure. Now, I looked up some things about Beetlejuice.
Okay, tell me.
There's not a lot about Beetlejuice because like it's more so about like the OG Beetlejuice.
That was nice. That was for you, babe.
Thanks.
Very interesting.
So there was one thing that I did ask myself when we were watching it because I watched the OG Beetlejuice. I was like, so weird. Like, why is the dad not in it?
Oh, and I was thinking,
yeah,
that
girl
same
Googled
thing.
It.
I was thinking that same thing.
So I Googled it.
There had to have been a reason that his head was bit off by a shark.
And literally just a voice.
Just a voice.
A voice in the void.
With the nasty esophagus bleeding.
Ew,
out.
It was nasty.
Gross.
It was just like, so I was like, I have to look up why the dad is not in this movie.
Well, because they talked about him a lot.
Yeah.
And then he just dies, which, well, you know, when somebody dies in a show, and this is different.
They're killing him off.
This is different because there is the beyond, you know, but when they die in a show, you're like, something happened with that actor, you know?
Or he's actually dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like my first thought was like, maybe he actually died. But then I was like, weird to kind of still have his character. I don't know. Like, not weird, I guess, because like the whole afterlife thing.
Well, he was really big in the first one, right? He was a main part of it.
Yeah, he was like, one of the main characters-ish. But so I had to Google it. So I went home. I Googled it.
Girl,
and
is this what you do at night?
This is what I do. I get in bed and I'm up till like 11:30 just like, Beetlejuice this, Beetlejuice that.
Don't say it again. I wasn't going to.
But I literally was like, why was the dad not in Beetlejuice? Mm-hmm. His name is Jeffrey Jones. In the 2000s, he got arrested for soliciting sexually explicit photos from a 14-year-old boy and possessing similar illegal images.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah,
I'd kill him. I'd kill him off too. I'd get his head bit off by a shark too.
His whole body should have been eaten.
Yeah. They should have left a foot.
He's just a foot hopping around.
God.
Yeah.
Is that all?
And then, so the charges were dropped, but he still had to serve a 5-year probation and register as a sex offender. So, I mean, right move by Tim Burton to be like, sorry, you're not. But can you imagine also being him and being like, just totally like, blacklisted from the Beetlejuice franchise.
Thank God.
I mean, deserved.
Yeah.
But it was hilarious. That was the one thing I did love is like, you know how some movies they do like acid trip scenes? Like a bunch of the characters will like, you know, it's like a real people and they're like, oh, we're going to do acid. Yeah. And then they do acid and it changes to this whole different, like they're like yarn puppet animals or stuff like that because they're trying to emulate like an acid trip to the audience. She's looking at me like she doesn't know what I'm talking about. But if you guys know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about.
Wait, so hang on. Moving back to Blink Twice, like those kind of scenes where like they took the weird drops and then they were like...
Like truly like...
Tripping.
They'll take like acid or whatever and then
Tell us what that's like.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm trying to call you out.
I could not tell you what it's like at all. So I'm really just going off movies.
No, you're really descriptive about it, Shannon.
I know. So you turn into a ball of yarn.
I'm kidding. We don't do drugs, kids. Don't. We drink champagne.
French 75, to be specific.
Ooh, we could have 8 in a night. It's dangerous.
It's really bad. Mm-hmm. But...
And we did have 8 in a night. Sorry.
We did.
Yeah.
By accident.
Was it?
Well, it was when we got the check. Yeah, it was. So neither of us know what that really, like Shay, I take my facts around drugs from movies.
For sure.
So basically what it's like is they take the acid and then they flip to a scene and then suddenly they're like cartoon characters looking at each other to like... almost be in their head and see what they're seeing. So it's like,
You know what I'm talking about? When they did that with, they did that in the Beetlejuice, right?
So that's what I'm kind of saying is like when the father, when the mom is talking about the dad dying, they like cut to a scene and he's like this claymation.
I loved it.
I was loving it. I was like, wait, what?
Tim Burton coded that I ate it up.
Same. And I literally was just like, I'm loving this.
Yeah.
And it's just, you have to see it. Like, there's no way I can really describe it. But it reminds me of when they do the acid trips in movies.
Yeah.
I think the consensus overall is like, everyone feels as if there were like 80 storylines and really, there was only one good one.
There really were. And I was a little bit, I was kind of mostly, they had you mostly focus on like the ex-wife, the soul-sucking ex-wife, which I thought that was hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Like that's such a man like making that character. Like I'm sure Beetlejuice did something bad to that ex-wife. I'll tell you that.
Made her crazy.
She's valid.
He did chop her up with an axe. If we're being honest, he did do something actually terrible.
No, it turned me into a soul-sucker too.
But I mean, she did poison him.
Okay, but like poison such a woman. And you know what? I'll take that and I'll run with it.
They're toxic.
Yeah, they are. Men are toxic and that would make me crazy too. And like she needed something out of him and like she deserved every right to poison him and take his soul.
I mean, she literally had to piece herself back together.
I'm on the ex-wife side.
But all that to be said is that there are a lot of like really funny things
in
the movie that like, the soul train is hilarious. Oh, don't even get me started. I knew that look.
We both, Bob.
He
was like my favorite character in the whole thing. He's like,
he didn't say a word.
And in his eyes, it's like they gave him these puppy eyes that I'm like, dude, like he gets me. I get him.
I loved him.
Yeah, I'd marry Bob. I know. Yeah. And then
I was thinking about this actually on my drive here. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe they killed off Bob. Oh my God. And then I went, wait, he was already dead.
Oh. No, but then they're
they
really...
They killed him again!
They killed him twice. Wait, so in the first one, did he... He was already dead.
He was dead. He's like one of the like minion-y people in the afterlife.
But wait.
Sorry.
I love the Minion movie, dude.
A little Minion.
A little Minion.
No, he was like a small part. He wasn't even a big part. But I think like people... He's such an... A small part, not a big part, an iconic part.
And the wife of the husband.
And the wife of the husband. but no, he's like in that waiting room, you know, when you die and everything. And he's like just there all the time in the first movie.
Okay.
And he's just like a weird character. God, I love and like, him. I feel like people just remember him.
I loved him.
I don't know if it was Bob either.
Okay. Might I was waiting. Bob. You know, the scene where like they take the yarn out of his mouth, like the gross like thing. Oh, I was waiting for him to say something. I was like, is this going to be the first words of Bob? And then they soul sucked him out. I said, wow.
I was like, say no.
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah. I was like, dang, I really got my soul crushed.
I really thought he was going to have like that iconic line. Like that would be Bob's line. And he didn't get a single word out.
I know. I love that they dedicated the whole movie to him, though.
Me too.
They didn't. It just said in loving memory.
Him dressing as Beetlejuice. Oh my God. So cute.
I literally love him. He's like a little puppy dog.
Okay, let's move on to TV shows because I've been dying to talk about it. I have tea. What? Tell me.
I'm like crawling out of my skin.
Crawling out of my... Okay, so we are talking about the secret lives of Mormon wives. Jaw on the floor. And you know what? I'm not a reality TV galley. So this was new to me. So like the drama is like, oh my God, drama.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. So glad to be here on this reality TV. I love that this is like
your gateway drug to it.
No, it really is. Mm-hmm. Because I'm in it so deep. Okay. So Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Who's your favorite character?
Okay. So here's my tea. Here's my truth.
Yes. Tell me.
I don't really know their names.
Great. I know everyone.
Okay, perfect.
Taylor, pregnant girl.
Oh, I actually kind of been vibing with Taylor lately.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so the first episode. I hated her in that first episode. I was like,
get your shit together, girl.
I was her mom. I was like, get your shit together. What are you even doing?
Just an inkling of responsible.
Literally anything. And she's like, yeah, like, can you make me pregnant? And then her mom's like, you just got out of a divorce. But I'm like, I guess if I were in her shoes, I'd be spiraling too, to the point where I just can't care.
I mean, look, when I took a step back and I thought about it, I'm like, this girl just got a divorce.
She's going through it.
She like...
Not just got a divorce, got a divorce on literally social media, which everybody knew their tea.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Also, it's the tea too part. It's
divorce
like the
divorce on its own is so hard. And then you have everyone commenting on it.
A public platform. And then also just to be like, I got to tell everyone like what actually happened. Oof. Oh yeah, we were swingers or if you will... Soft swingers.
Who knows?
I don't really know the difference.
I don't think that it was soft swinging. I think that they're leaving a lot out for us not to know because every time she talks about it, it's like there's something more, you know? And she's just not saying it, obviously.
We'll never know because we weren't there. I know. But I mean, to each their own, of course. If you're a swinger,
do what you want to do.
Swing back and forth all you want.
Swing to the left, swing to the right. Swing to the forward, swing to the back.
I didn't know where that song was going, but I was here for it.
And I made it up.
But so I was like, to each their own for sure. But like in that first episode, I was like, girl, get it together. But then when I took a step back and I thought about it, I'm like, this girl's going through so much.
She's going through so much. And then it got worsened. When she got arrested, I'm like, that's where I think her turning point was, where she was like, okay, I need to get my shit together. You know, I'm having a baby. It just got arrested. Like all of these things are on social media. And like, I think she took a turn for the best. And 100%. I started really liking her. Like she was open to that confrontation. Like in the first episode, I don't know when the timeline was. It was kind of weird. Like the second.
The timeline of the show is like wild.
Yes.
Like there's got to be a lot of time in between. Because for sure. People are changing hair colors.
I liked how they did it though, because it did give a little background and then it also gave personality changes. Mm-hmm. So I kind of liked it, but it was
confusing.
There's
a lot of character development in this reality TV show.
They should have been like 5 months later.
Give us a timeline.
Something.
Yeah.
So I agree. But I think that after she got arrested, like there was such a big turning point in her where I started to really resonate with her. But at first I was like, this girl, crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, definitely like, I feel for her mom. She's like,
look at Shay being like, I get you. What's her name?
Oh,
Ooh, I don't know.
No idea. No idea. Mm-hmm. That's okay though.
But yeah, no, I didn't finish it. You finished it, right?
Yeah.
I didn't finish it. I don't know how far along
you
I'm
haven't
in.
Gotten to Vegas yet.
Oh, I got to Vegas.
Oh, you got to Vegas.
And when I tell you, like, my blood was low-key boiling.
Oh, me too.
Because I was like, wait,
are you talking about Jen Affleck,
yes,
married to the Targaryen.
Yeah. Zach, I know. Yes. These names. When I tell you, I was sitting there like, oh my god.
Uh-huh.
She didn't even go.
She was literally like, when the scene where they were like meeting the dancers and stuff, like
the girl was, she was like looking up.
Down. I'm not looking at anyone. Like she's literally probably the most loyal wife. Like most, like, I don't know. I just literally, I've loved her, and I've also loved her on TikTok before. Like her dancing on the table. I do follow.
I didn't follow.
Yeah.
And I only just, followed like, she the would, drama of it
so
all.
So her whole like thing on social media was her like dancing on the table being so quirky cute, and her husband walked in. And I'm like, I just loved her. Like, I think she's so outgoing. Wait, and spontaneous. Yes.
I've seen her.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That is her. So anyways, I think she's new to the Mom Talk Mormon Wives, right?
Uh-huh.
So I was just so disappointed at that whole thing, because I'm like, you have a gem on your hands, a fucking gem on your hands. And he's saying, like, you fucking whore or something like that.
The fact that he was like, oh my god, what did
Wait,
he say?
Wait, no, maybe that wasn't him. That wasn't him. That was Dakota to Taylor. He didn't say fucking whore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fact checking ourselves. He was saying, I don't want to be married to someone who does this. What did she do?
That is what killed me. Yeah. Is what they weren't even in Vegas yet. And she brought it up, and he goes, well, it's going to be kind of hard being a single mom raising two kids or something like that. Along those lines. I literally went.
Because you are being taken care of by this woman. She is, I bet she is mom. She is house cleaner. She is cooker. She is now financially responsible for everyone. And you're going to treat her like that?
Literally.
Shut your mouth.
Literally. This is where I almost lost it.
Yeah.
He says that to her before they're even in Vegas.
Yeah.
And then, or something along these lines. She proceeds to give him money go gamble.
$2,500. Here's what I think, though.
Okay? I was like,
I've formed a whole storyline in my own head, and here's what I think. I think that he probably...
What's your storyline?
Here's my storyline. This is what I've made up in my head. I don't know if it's true.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just thinking, I was like, he's probably starting all of these problems to make her feel bad and maybe get more gambling money. Because he was gambling all night.
I know.
Ew. And I'm like, don't people run out of like, running out of $2,500 in Vegas is like 30 minutes.
Oh yeah. I don't think it's, I mean, I'm not a gambler.
But she's probably like, I don't know. That's just what I think. I'm like,
I mean, I could imagine. I don't think $2,500 goes very far.
Yeah. Unless, you know, it is like.
Unless you're doing well.
Unless you're doing, unless then congrats. You're doing well, then good for you. But like, I think you can run out of that pretty quick.
Pretty quick. Yeah.
So, but I
mean, I can go through $2,500 in like 2 minutes.
Oh, not gambling.
Shopping. Online.
But I was just trying to like come up with like reasons why he would get so crazy. And I guess it would be like his religion and his morals. But
it's,
I'm like,
for sure the like.
Yeah.
Mormonism.
Yeah. I don't know.
Which, I mean,
are they like soft Mormons?
I think that's, well, that's what's confusing is like, I get confused during the show because they like, mm-hmm. a lot of the moms like preach being like, we're not like traditional Mormons. We're trying to like break that barrier, which is like.
Breaking Mormonism?
Yeah. Like being.
Because their religion is very harsh, right?
It's very strict.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the whole no alcohol, like no sex before marriage.
No cussing, right? No, isn't there so
it's
much?
Like, it's a lot. I mean.
Yeah,
I'm not a Mormon.
Know. I don't know.
And I don't know. My knowledge is from Salt Lake City Housewives and the show.
Were they pretty crazy too?
Like Mormon-wise?
Just like...
I'd say... Oh, just like drama in general?
Were they like drinking? Were they going to... Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what's weird.
So
like,
maybe it's not the religion. Maybe it's just like some people take it way more seriously.
Seriously. I think there's like a... I mean, I guess it's all religions. Like a spectrum of like how... serious you are into it and how not. But I think Mormonism is like, if you don't take it serious, like you get exiled.
Do you remember Macy? She's the blonde one.
Yep.
I love her.
I like how she got a strong personality.
I
like
her.
It.
And I love how she like just tells it how it is. Like, I don't like this person. And like, you know, I'm just looking out for you. She means well in all ways, I think.
Yeah.
She also, okay. So I'm going to tell you this and I'm going to tell you why I also like her personality.
Okay,
so
hit me with it.
I was on TikTok and I was looking at it, and it turns out that when Macy was 19, she was pregnant with her boyfriend, right?
Okay.
And they got into an argument, and one does. Mm-hmm. And she said, she texted him and was like, "You will never see me again. You will never see me again. Have a good effing life." An hour later, she was looking, she was at like a Mexican restaurant with her mom. She mm-hmm. was looking at her social media. She kept seeing RIP to her boyfriend on social media. It turns out that her boyfriend died in a car accident, and that was the last thing she said to him. Is that not? Can you imagine?
Oh.
And that made me like.
Wait, she had the kid, right?
Yeah. Okay. So she has son, and she now has her husband who took the son in, and like they have two more kids, I think. And they're just like this beautiful family now. And I've always,
so sad.
It's so sad. But I always was like thinking about her and her husband. And I was like, her husband is letting her do her thing. Like, I just loved their relationship because mm-hmm. he was like, oh, she's going to work, girl. Yeah. Like, you do your thing. You're going to Vegas. Do your thing. I trust you. I love you.
That's the thing, is like, none of these guys trust their wives, which I'm like, if you do not trust someone,
yeah, don't be with them.
Why are you with them?
If you, like, talking about Jen, she didn't want to be there. She knew that it was disrespectful and he wouldn't like that. And so she was being as cautious as possible, and yet he still blew up on her.
Crazy.
But we digress with Macy. And I kept I kept being like, I love this girl because she is like, she'll tell you how it is, mm-hmm. but she is also like, I'm going to check up on you. Like, mm-hmm. Whitney, you're being an insane girl right now, but you're out of the group. You're going through a lot. Like she always is checking up on her. And I think that's why, because she like had all of this happen, and, you know, she was in this argument with her boyfriend, and then he died, and she's like, oh my God, like, you never know what's going to happen. She has that mindset. So she's always like, I think she's the best friend that there was on the whole show.
Yeah, no, I really like her. And what was it that Loki kind of cracked me up? Oh, when she was, which also so mature to like, Taylor and Dakota, mm-hmm. and like her being like, yeah, Dakota, I just don't really like you, because
she,
like,
said it to his face.
Yeah, like, I said, wow. There, but she said it so maturely. Mature.
She wasn't trying to be petty. Yeah, she was just like, this is a conversation that I feel like I need to get off my chest, yeah. and tell you that this is why I don't like you. I've seen what you've said to Taylor.
And I just don't like it.
Yeah.
And it gives me red flags. And I was like,
and I'm saying this out of love for Taylor.
Yeah. I was like, wow, I really like this girl. I love the mm-hmm. way she like handles herself.
It's top number one. That's my favorite character.
Yeah. And then it kind of made me cackle, because then Taylor and Dakota started fighting, which, sad.
In front of her.
But she was kind of like, so, and she goes, I feel like I shouldn't be here. And I was like, yeah, you shouldn't. You kind of look like their therapist right now.
That gave me like secondhand embarrassment. Me and Jackson kind of like joke around with each other. We're like, you know, shut up. We're like, we like joke around kind of like that. But if we were actually arguing in front of one of my friends, I would
be like mortified. I'd be like,
let's not do this right now.
Let alone arguing, but pregnant.
Ooh. Nine months pregnant, and you guys still don't have your shit together. And I can just imagine Macy being like, this is what I'm trying to tell you.
Sis. Yeah, she's like, girl, this is why I'm here.
And also, just,
but Taylor knows.
I was putting myself in Taylor's shoes, being like, when I was 9 months pregnant, I was me and Jackson were steady. We were going great. Like, we had Rome, you know, pretty new in our relationship, and we figured our shit out quick, you know, mm-hmm. like, we definitely had to go through the phases of like learning each other, also knowing that we're having a baby. It was tough, but we had our shit figured out, mm-hmm. you know, and I was just putting myself in her shoes, like going through all of these emotions, going through all of the pain of being pregnant, especially at 9 months.
Yeah.
Then on top of that, having to deal with a unsteady relationship with somebody that you don't trust, that doesn't trust you. It's just, I am like feeling for her, because that, on top of just the pain again of being pregnant, is so hard.
I think that's also, I mean, I wouldn't know, but I think that's also why I like her so much is now, because she's also just like at her wit's end, and she's just kind of like, I have like zero energy to deal with anything.
Oh, she said like any 30 of this times. Like
bullshit.
She's like, I'm tired. Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, I'm sure you are.
Yeah. 9 months pregnant in Vegas. I mean,
girl. I was pregnant in Vegas, bitch. I'm tired.
I was like, I'd be tired too.
I know.
9 months pregnant at Chippendales. And I literally was like, I was sitting there and I'm like,
having to deal with a man child. I hate Dakota.
I literally,
nope, not a fan.
The way I was like, I'm sorry. if you are with a girl mm-hmm. and she goes to Chippendales 9 months pregnant, you Please. Really think Chippendales is bringing your girlfriend up on stage?
Please.
Dude, grow up.
Grow the fuck up.
And realize that your 9 month pregnant
like, genuinely,
girlfriend is not
here's
on
my
stage.
Thoughts on it is like if me and you were on a TV show, like we know, like our men know that this is for like, this is for the tea. This is like for the fun That's of what, the I'm TV like, show.
How?
Let them have their moment.
It was like, how like dumb
and
are you?
Also, are we going to cheat at Chippendales? On a Hulu TV
this
show?
This is also what I said.
Be so for real.
Is that like, you know, the whole thing that like when, you know, not just guys, it can be girls too.
Yes.
But I'm in this instant, like a guy saying this, being like, what are you doing there? Like, I don't trust you, blah, blah, blah. It's like, sir, what are you doing?
Whoa, you're projecting. Every time, baby.
You
every
know,
time.
You're like.
If you are that insecure, that's why I'm trying to figure out the Jen and Zach thing. I was like, what? Like, what is going on with him that he is making her feel so horrible that she's going to be a single mom, that her character is horrible. She's a horrible person.
I think his
person.
Thing has to do with religion.
It maybe has to do with religion, but I'm also like his gambling thing, just the same with Dakota and his addiction. I'm like, I feel like there's something going on deeper inside you that you are taking it out on your then girlfriend.
Wait, what's Dakota's addiction?
He just kept saying like addiction.
Addiction, yeah.
And so it could be opioids, could be anything. Mm-hmm. It really could be anything. It could be alcohol. You never fucking know.
Yeah.
But he is like sober and still crazy.
Which might be a little concerning.
That's a red flag.
Yeah. So
I have a little bit of champagne and I just start talking the shit, dude. Like I need to chill. I need to reel it back in. But I mean, it's just what I'm thinking.
That show though. Is phenomenal.
It's really good. Every time somebody like talks about anything, I'm like, can we talk about this?
Yeah, go suddenly get really excited about Mormons.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, have you heard about
like,
the Mormon
lives? Wait a second
lives?
Though. Do you know what's going over on in Utah?
In Utah
right now?
In Utah.
Oh, here's the other thing. Every what? Time they say mom talk.
Dude, drives me crazy. Nobody knew it was, did anyone know that it was called mom talk before this? Because I didn't.
So here's my thing. I think it's me being from, I'm from Pennsylvania.
Hey.
I think they're saying Montauk.
No.
Every time they're like mom, they're like mom talk. And I'm like, what?
Montauk?
I'm like, what? What are they, who do they know in Montauk?
Before I went mom talk, this mom talk, that. I'm like, what?
I was like.
It's more like Mormon talk. That's what I would at least name it,
you
know?
That was the best, like,
thanks.
Dad joke.
No, it was.
It's more like more mom talk.
And thank you for coming to the See You Next Tuesday podcast.
And she's the parent.
More mom talk.
More mom talk.
Because it is. It's not mom talk. Mom talk, I would think of
your
something
mom
like,
talk.
No, not mom
I do
talk.
Not claim that.
I don't claim that. I do not agree with that. But I would think of people like who actually do like their life on Instagram with their kids. Like this isn't mom talk. They just dance in the camera.
Yeah.
Which, like they're all moms. Yeah. But they don't show much of their family.
Yeah. It's not. That's the other thing too. What was the one episode? They were like, so what is mom talk? And she goes, mom talk's kind of like a creator house. And I go, she's, no. We just don't live together. And I go, but maybe asleep together.
Oh, so Shannon's throwing shade.
But also Taylor, like, I think it was on the Vile Files.
Oh, yeah. She I was, didn't listen to it. Did
she
you?
Was taught. I think it was on this where she was like talking about it. And she was like, kind of like, yeah, it was kind of like an orgy.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I heard
and I was
that.
Like, oh,
which is like. I'm sorry, it's crazy to me. I couldn't imagine. I don't think that my jealousy could take it. I don't think that.
Also,
I don't think it ever ends well, you know? Like swinging in general.
Oh.
Like if you can do it healthily, good for you, good on you. But like I'm thinking of multiple couples swinging.
Married.
Just don't see it ending well.
Yeah, no.
Somebody's got to be pissed.
Yeah, someone's going to get upset. Someone's going to catch feelings.
Yeah, and someone's also going to get their feelings hurt.
Yeah. And so well, that's the other thing too I thought about. I was like, how do we go from soft swinging Mormonism? Let's just meet in the middle and sleep with your husband.
I don't get it either. Like, I'm like, how does that even begin?
I'm like this is too.
I want to know whose idea it was.
Extreme.
I want to know who was the start of this damn swinging situation.
Who said?
I need names, addresses. I want to know who and why.
who said, so have you ever thought about kissing my wife?
I was thinking, I want to trade. Husband? Yeah. You want to
switch around?
Switcheroo?
Yeah. So two of the original mom tuckers, as they say, were not on the show. And those were the people that
were swinging.
Soft swung.
Okay. I didn't think anyone on the show swung because.
Yeah, no.
I love they were using it in like the past tense.
Except for maybe Whitney, which like, let's talk about Whitney. She wants to sit there and be up on her high damn horse talking about she's, you know. She's the saint and everybody's
the
sinner.
Is she
the
one that said I'm a 9 out of 10 Mormon?
No, that's Demi and I fucking love her.
I do like Demi too.
I do like her. But Whitney was like, she was just up on her high horse the whole show.
Changing her hair.
Acting like her husband was not on Tinder their entire marriage.
A porn addict.
Literally, she said that and she's like, oh no, it's been happening our entire marriage. And it's like, we didn't forget.
No.
Nobody forgot. Okay. No. You want to act like you're the perfect family, but like you got your shit too. Stop acting like everybody else is the sinner and you're the
same.
She's saint.
Like, oh my God, I can't believe this. I can't believe that. Like blah, blah, blah. The drama. There's so much drama. I don't want to be
condemning Taylor when she's in the same situation.
I don't want to be involved in the drama. And it's like,
oh, you are the drama,
since
sister.
Since the beginning of your marriage, you're husband has been on Tinder, and going off his word, he didn't meet up with any of them.
Going off his word. I don't believe him. I don't believe that man's word.
Many years.
He's been on Tinder, sister.
Yeah. Sister.
He's not looking for a good chat.
He's not looking to tell you that. Good, to say
pictures.
The least.
Pictures. No, she said on TV, pictures.
Pictures. That's enough for me.
That's
I mean, Tinder, the app. Being on your phone is enough for me.
No, if I swear to God,
married?
I would go
put
full
that microphone
psycho.
There. married.
We'll put this there.
Yeah.
No, seriously though.
Are you
married,
filming?
Probably a kid or two in.
Literally.
I'm like, how can you just also blow past that and act like you are like, again, up on your damn high horse? Humble yourself, my girl.
Literally.
Okay, you guys. So that is what we watched this week. We had a busy week.
We did.
We did. And it was exciting. I'm fully entertained by all of these TV shows and movies.
No, same. And I have so many more to watch.
So much more. Seriously.
There's so much TV right now.
And I just want to read my damn book and I can't because Mormon talk is on my feed. Yeah. So anyways, so we want to start this thing though, where we do the see you next Tuesday of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you guys to send in your crazy stories. Tell us like kind of what's going on, the situation. See like, get our opinion on it.
Yeah.
How would you describe how we would do this?
No, you're describing it perfectly.
Okay, so the See You Next Tuesday of the week is going to be like, you send in your story. We kind of talk about what we think about the situation, how we feel about your position and whoever else is in the situation's position.
Yeah.
And
who's the See You Next Tuesday?
Who is the See You Next Tuesday? Are you the See You Next Tuesday?
Or if you just have like, honestly, a crazy story.
A crazy story I'd be happy with too. We just want to know. We want to know the dang tea. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So send them in. DM us, whatever you want. And so I feel like we really got into it this episode.
We really did. We hope you like movies.
We told you that we liked movies and TV shows this much. Like
we really do.
We're in it.
I mean, we are Regal Unlimited.
We are Regal. Regal! Again, sponsor us.
Literally.
Like, we're there twice a week, babes. Like, we will talk about you all the time, Regal. I don't know even what we have on the books next week, but we have a couple movies we need to watch.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I mean, like, there's so many movies I want to see that are coming out, too.
Yes.
Also, me, I love horror. I know you kind of like horror, too. And Halloween's just, you know, just
so
happens.
It's just around the corner.
So, we will be watching a lot of horror movies.
Yes.
And, of course, I will be watching a lot of reality TV.
Okay, so send me your recommendations. Actually, I think that I like that you watch it. My type is definitely more mythical fantasy type situations.
So that's the thing to know about us is like two very different. Game of Thrones and for I'm sure. like...
Housewives, Love Island.
A spectrum, yeah, because I love like Housewives. I do, not all of them, some of them. I love Housewives. I love Vanderpump Rules. I love Love Island. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. So that's like, we have such a spectrum between the two of us.
Yes.
Like,
which gives us so much to talk about, which I'm so excited. If you liked this, like, dude, you are one of the girls.
You are.
You are one of the girls. Okay. You are one of us. We are one of you. So, and we are one.
We are united.
So, We have endless conversations, though, which I'm super excited about. I fucking love you guys. If you are still here,
we love you.
What the heck?
Truly.
Yeah.
Also, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and
do all the things. Make sure to support.
Yep. I've said this before, but I'll say it again, maybe every time. But our DMs are always open. Send us crazy stories. Send us
movies that you're watching, TV shows that you're like, oh my God, you have to talk about this.
Literally, honestly, send us anything.
Send us anything.
Not anything.
Well, we take that back.
Yeah, I take that back. Send us anything pertaining to the podcast.
We would love to know, though, your stories, everything. Like, I am so, we want to connect with you guys so much. And so make sure to kind like reach out. We are, don't be afraid to reach out, because we will always be like, oh my God, did you see that message?
We'll be so excited. You know, we'll be texting back and forth.
Oh, we text all day, every day.
Yeah, okay? All day, every day.
So you'll be a part of the conversation.
But yeah, no, I hope you guys had
a fun time.
A fun time.
And I guess that concludes the first episode.
It really does.
Oh my God. And
we did it.
Famously. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye.